Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It's presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's a sector where food, ag, science, and technology all converge. Today, excited to sit down with Rajan Gajaria, the Executive Vice President for Business Platforms at Corteva AgriScience. Rajan, welcome to the program and the podcast, as always.
Thank you. It's a privilege. Thank you, Gary.
Lots to talk about here. Certainly, the evolution of Corteva as now a standalone company. It's been a long time coming. We want to talk about that. But we've had your colleague, Suzanne Wasson, on the podcast before. But remind our listeners about this whole transition from Dow AgriSciences to Corteva, the footprint that is here in Indiana, really what this this whole process and now Corteva is all about.
Absolutely. Corteva is about a $14 billion revenue company. And from a footprint standpoint, we have got a global business center here in Indianapolis. We have another one in Johnston, Iowa. So this is a big part of our footprint. So we have more than 1,200 people who work in Indianapolis in the site here. If you consider the whole state of Indiana, we have more than 1,600 people who work here. The business which is primarily based here is the crop protection business. That makes up about half of the revenue and half of the profitability of Corteva. So big footprint here and with good aspirations of continuing to grow the company globally with our footprint right here in Indianapolis.
Talk about the operations here. You mentioned the crop protection business, which, as you said, is a very important piece of business and one that's fairly diverse, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you think about it, taking a step back, Corteva really has three businesses. So we have the crop protection business, the seeds business, and the digital business. You mentioned Suzanne Wasson. So Suzanne is a part of my team, leads the crop protection business. So when you think about crop protection, really the diversity is really telling. So we have products that go right from fruits and vegetables to tree nuts to cereals, rice, corn, soybeans. We sell the products about 140 countries around the world. And a lot of the research which we do for the crop protection business actually starts here right at home in Indiana. So we have a big global research facility based here, which is where a lot of the discovery of the product happens. But then we do have operations around the world. Talking of Indiana, the other thing which is kind of interesting is we've got people from more than 40 countries who work in our site here in Indiana. So we've got people from all over the world who love to call Indiana home. From my accent, I'm sure you can tell I'm one of those. My family and I are Hoosiers now for the last 20 years. But yeah, we came here to Indianapolis to work with the legacy Dow AgroSciences, which is the business which is now grown into Corteva. The seed business is, again, a very important part of our business, which is essentially based out of Johnston, Iowa. Mm-hmm. But the complementary part of the crop protection and the seeds business, how we can grow all that together to provide solutions for our farmer customers around the world is what really makes Corteva an exciting place to be.
You talk about growth, and as you look at opportunities for growth at Corteva and doing that here in Indiana, talk about as you look at the landscape here and the assets that exist here from the university, the academic sector with places like Purdue, with the ecosystem organizations like Agrinovis, all of the things that exist here that make up that ag bioscience space. Does that give Corteva kind of a leg up in terms of looking at growth opportunities to have those things that exist here in Indiana?
Absolutely. I think if you take a step back again, to me, if you think of Corteva, collaboration is in our DNA. I think when you think about the convergence of technology, it's kind of going to get really exciting at the farm, whether it is nanotechnology, crop protection, biotechnology, big data, vehicles which can be driving by themselves. You think about all the spectrum that we have and how all that converges in at a farm. No one company can do this on our own. And that's why we really love this whole premise of being collaborative. You mentioned some of the big collaborators that we work with. In fact, it was interesting when I was listening to you with your introduction, you said, hey, where ag, bio, science, and everything comes together. I said, hey, Gary, that's my line. That's what Corteva is all about. And that's why, to me, I think Agrinovis does such a great job. We've got great partnerships with Purdue, but the public-private enterprise connection that we also see. I think you would be familiar with organizations like CICP, what we do with BioCrossroads. These are things that not only can we learn from each other, but we can also work in terms of influencing what might be right for a company like ours and what is like for Indiana. That happy spot is essentially where we try to grow, and it's been fascinating to be in this state and city for 20 years, and Corteva is committed to growing here as we move forward.
Corteva obviously is very much focused on and committed to innovation in seeds, crop protection, data, certainly a big part of that. What, in your view, are some of the next generation research or product innovations that you find promising or significant to your customers?
Absolutely. Our customers are the farmers, so there is no doubt about that. But their customers are the consumers. And one of the challenges which we see as an industry is, how do you create trust with the consumer? There's a lot of data and information, but there's also a lot of misinformation. And there is an opportunity for partnering with our farmer customers to create trust with consumers with technologies that can actually help us get there. So sustainability becomes a big part of what we do. I'll give you some examples. I think on the crop protection side of the business, we are proud recipient of 6 Green Chemistry Awards. This is given by the EPA for products which actually do good for the farmers but are great for the environment. I think that is going to be the next generation of innovation. You're going to have to continue to find products that will meet the needs of the farmers, where consumers can trust, and that's great for the environment. So I think that's an area of innovation which will continue to grow. When you think about the digital part of the business, there is going to be more and more data available for us to make smarter, faster decisions, which we can enable growers for deciding what makes most agronomic and financial sense for their fields. Mm-hmm. And that's another area of innovation which I think will continue to grow. On the seed side of the business, the biggest innovation is in the genetic pool in terms of how the quality of the germplasm improves year over year. And I think that is going to continue to be an area of focus for us. The last part of it is the traits. When you think about traits and the innovation there, Mother Nature has a way of continuing to throw a curveball. So we never compete with Mother Nature, because there's only one way how that will go. You will lose. So we try to work with her and try to see what we can do from a collaborative perspective. So if you model out a few years and say, what are some of the weeds that could have resistance, or what are some of the insect challenges that there are, and you then start working on traits which can help solve those problems, that's another exciting space for innovation that we are involved in.
How about your path to where you are today? You've, as you mentioned earlier, been at Corteva, predecessor Dow AgroSciences, for about 20 years. But talk about that path. You've had a number of roles at Corteva. Talk about the path to get to where you are today.
Yeah, this is about 26 years with the company. So the first 6 years was in Mumbai, India. Primarily, I have had roles on the business side, so sales and marketing side of things. But I've also had the privilege of having some out-of-body experiences. I used to lead the human resource function in India. I used to lead the supply chain for legacy Dow AgroSciences for both the crop protection and seed side of the business here. I've had some great opportunities to work in e-commerce and corporate strategy. So it's been a fascinating journey. But one thing which has always been true throughout that journey is the mentorship and support. Ag is such a phenomenal space that way. All you need to do is have the humility to ask. Mm-hmm. And once you ask, you'll find people willing to teach, to learn, to tell you where you're wrong, and guide you along. So I've been very fortunate that way, and it's been a fantastic journey.
Yeah, you talk about ag and the opportunities that are out there. I know, as in all industries, basically, talent is such a big issue. In the manufacturing sector, just educating young people on what manufacturing is about. Do you see that same correlation in agriculture, the importance or the need to educate young people in particular on the types of opportunities that are out there that are so widespread and diverse and well-paying jobs, and get message out there?
Absolutely. Actually, the good news part of the story is that the purpose of the company is so strong. So when we talk about ensuring that we do what is right by farmers, do what is right for feeding the world, I think it goes a long way in attracting talent, But what were ag jobs yesterday and what the ag jobs were going to be tomorrow, night and day different. I think some things don't change, but there is a lot changing in the space of technology. So I think this is really a phenomenal opportunity for attracting talent from not only people who have grown up on a farm, but like I said, not all around the world, all spheres of life to come into ag. It's a pretty cool industry to be in. So I think, yes, education has to be a big part of it, but I'm here to tell you that there are going to be more jobs than talent available in ag. So this is a great, exciting space to work in.
Rajan Gajaria is the Executive Vice President for Business Platforms at Corteva Agriscience. It's been a real treat to have you on the podcast this week and to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so very much, as always, Gary. Thank you.
All right. And thank you all for joining us on this edition, this latest edition of our podcast, the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And before we sign off this week, a reminder, Agrinovis has opened registration for its 2019 Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit. Again, that's November 20th. And to learn more and to register for the summit, the Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit, visit agrinovisindiana.com/summit. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.